for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. Friday, everybody. Can you smell it? Can you see it? It's the Cherokee Mist.
I'm going back to 1969.
That's right. How'd you know?
Jimi Hendrix experience.
It's the Cherokee Mist.
The Cherokee Mist.
This used to be an unreleased song until they released it.
Right here on TAOG 79.9.
TAOG. Terry or Gatch,
Terry and or Gatch.
T-A-O-O-G. T-A-O-G. Welcome to Friday, everybody. It's the T-A-O-G show. Because we're original gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
And, Blackberry Kush.
Blackberry Kush.
Hey, did you hear
that? Not enough mouth solos going on. See, that would be good for backup karaoke, backup vocal karaoke.
To sing with Jimi Hendrix's leads?
Yeah, you could go.
He used to do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that one, the talk box, right? That would go great with the talk box.
I would.
Could you do talk box karaoke?
He didn't do a lot of talk box and like Joe Walsh and Joe Perry. You had to be named Joe to do that. Or Peter.
Joe, Peter.
Joe or Mary. Peter.
So, yeah.
Peter, Paul, and
Perry. We're at talk box karaoke where you got the guitar track separated.
And you just go.
Yeah, and you're doing the whole. Or you got wah karaoke where you're just doing the wah.
Wah karaoke.
Yep.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Wah karaoke. Huh.
Walking stick.
Did you guys know that there's a new Rob Zombie movie coming out?
What?
It's not about a hockey team this time, and I think he must have abandoned that because I never heard about it coming out. Now he's making a new movie called 31. And yes, it's about Halloween, but it's not about Halloween.
31 chasing rabbits.
That's right. And I was wondering if he was going to have all of his old film crew in there, like Sid Haig. Because it's Sid Haig.
He's awesome.
Old. He is old.
And what about that other guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember his name right now. Bill Moseley.
Yeah, I bet his wife's going to be in it.
She's in even the movies in that he's not in.
In John 5. Is that the guy's name?
That's his guitar player for the zombie band.
Yeah. Remember, didn't Korn have a 5 guy too? Wasn't there another 5 guy?
I don't know, dude. You got me confused now. I don't think Korn had a 5 guy.
Like Mace Windu 5.
No, they had Head and, and Cheese. Head Cheese. No, Brian Welch Head. Brian Head Welch and... Oh, Fieldy. He was Fieldy.
Fieldy, all right. Hey, congratulations right now to the 318,390,885th person in the U.S. right now.
To be born?
Well, born or emigrated.
Good job. Thanks for sneaking in.
Yep, sneaking in through the vagina.
Yeah. The land of the free and the home of the vagina.
Yep. Now, if it was up to me, I would create a border, building on the border that was like it was a place to come to have your babies. So the mothers could stay in Mexico with their legs out, right on the border.
Just shooting babies
and
out.
And then
like
you shoot them out right into the U.S., and then they're citizens, right?
Dude, vaginas don't work like T-shirt cannons.
Well, no, you got to get right up on the border. You got to get right up on the border.
Fuck, I guess, man. They kind of just fall out of them.
I know. That's what you get right up on the border.
So they just fall in the river.
Uh-huh. It's like you build, you put the wall of the building right there on the border, and they just get right up to the window.
Isn't the border like the middle of the Rio Grande?
I don't. Well, no.
No.
Is the border a river?
I think so.
Well,
oh, I forgot. You're not a Mexican. You gotta get
The river can't run the whole length of the thing, otherwise it would be floating off into the ocean, right?
Because it wouldn't be connected?
Yeah.
It's connected by the ground, the riverbed. The river's only so deep.
Really?
Well, Rio Grande is pretty wide, I heard. It's hard to get across it.
Oh, Rio Grande.
I've heard
John Duke made a movie about it, didn't he?
I've heard those Mexicans do have T-shirt cannons for vaginas, though. They can just shoot. That's why they have so many kids that live at home, because they're just like... Mm-hmm.
Or like in that Monty Python movie where she was just doing the dishes and another kid falls out and hits the floor. Billy, can you get that for me?
Yeah, can you get that for me?
The Rio Grande is a river that flows from the southwestern Colorado in the U.S. to the Gulf of Mexico. It forms part of the U.S. border. Its total length is nearly 2,000 miles, and in the late 80s, through its course shifts, occasionally results in length changes. Depends upon how it is measured. It is the fourth or fifth longest river system in North America.
For a second, I thought you were saying it was the fourth orifice. The fourth orifice of what? The fourth or fifth largest. They don't know which is the fourth or fifth.
Yeah. It depends on how it is measured. How many Mexican states can you name?
How many Mexicans does it take to change a light bulb?
Six.
I could name Michoacan.
Chihuahua.
Burrito City. Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Vallarta. Cancun. Tijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And Tlacomanago. Guadalajara.
Yeah, there's a border passing El Paso. That's where I'm going to build my clinic to have babies T-shirt cannoned. If you build up enough pressure, you could get them to launch, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could maybe come up with some type of scientific device that pressurized the cabin, so to speak.
Dude, what if a lady was going into labor, right? You just popped a Mento in there.
And some Mountain Dew.
And some Diet Coke.
Oh, that'd be
dude,
awesome.
Dude, that would be... I wonder... That could work, man. It could, like, increase speed of labor for people having trouble with labor.
Yeah, and it would help the economy with the Mentos and the Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. I heard that Coca-Cola has a new campaign they're doing right now where they're releasing bottles and cans that just have people's names on
them. Clap your hands.
And our friend.
Dude, I saw that. I saw one.
From
that
Sean McClain?
No, that Flames had. And it had somebody's name on it.
It was
like
his
Angie
Sean, too.
Or something.
Oh.
And I said, that is weird. Why? What are you doing with Angie's Coke?
Yeah. Well, here's the weird thing. You know, our buddy Yancey.
Yancey, what is up? You better be listening. And if you are, hit me up with the message so I know that you did.
Yeah, he got a Coke with his a smile. He had a Coke and a smile. And he got it with his lunch with some friends. And he got it, and it said Sean. And he didn't choose it. It was he ordered a Coke, and they gave him one with his name on it, spelled S-E-A-N.
That is fucking crazy.
I don't know if I can believe it or not, but that's what he said on his Facebookians.
I got one the other day that said Sasquatch on it.
Whoa. Dude.
So, yeah.
Don't go camping at Willow Creek.
Do you think these are equal opportunity cans, though? How many out there do you think say, like...
I don't. There's none to say Dana.
DeBron.
No Dana.
DeBron.
No Dana.
LeBron.
No Dana.
MeBron.
No Dana.
And Hebron.
I've heard rumors that Cabron, people are driving from state to state to find one with their names
what?
On
that's
it.
That's dumb.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah. That's dumb. Just buy one online.
Do you think there's a Terry?
Just put a hello, my name is sticker on there.
Because if I did like a random sweep of people in the area.
Dude, I bet you could buy any of them on eBay.
I bet you could, but here's my point. Uh-huh. My name isn't like super duper rare, nope. But it's not super duper common. I don't know.
I rarely find my name on those license plate things.
Terry. I sometimes do, and there's lots of Terry's, but there's not a lot of Terry's compared
I'm going
to
find out. Is your name
not compared to John?
A bottle? Find out now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Dana, Bonana, Pacana, Fana, Flonana, Beneath, Matt, Bo, Waka, Matt, Bo.
Yep. They replaced their iconic logo with 250 depopular names from Aaron to Zach.
Depopular? That means not that popular.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Zach with the Z-A-C-H.
Oh, Zach Rowe.
Yep. If your name didn't make the cut, the brand will make 500 stops around the U.S. where visitors can customize Coke mini cans.
Fuck that.
I'm going to go and see if you can go to shareacoke.com to find out if your name is on there. And let me see if your name is on there, unless it is on Flash.
I'm just hoping that Sean's story was true, because that's pretty fucking ironic. Almost as ironic as this story, I may or may have not have told it. You'll be able to tell me if I did. Our daughter Dakota had recently found out that there was a bunch of music channels, serious music channels on our Dish Network, and she was going through them. And they got like the 40s on 4, the 50s on 5, the 60s on 6, the 70s on 7, 80s on 8. Not, you know, so each decade of... So, but the 40s channel on 4 had been overtaken by the Billy Joel channel.
Yeah.
And so she was looking at him, and she's like, the Billy Joel channel. And I said, well, you should turn it on there. Turn it on. And so I said, it's probably you didn't start the fire. Because we have a long-standing joke, because that song was in The Office.
When Ryan started the fire at The Office.
Remember when Ryan started the fire? And so she turns it to the Billy Joel channel, and what song do you think was on there? We didn't start the fire. And she about had a fucking freak-out attack, because it was like a weird thing. And that's what we're talking about right now, is Sean getting a Coke with his name on it. Fucking weird. It's fucking weird, man.
Dude, no name that I put in here.
What about Terry?
Says it, dude, I even put Aaron in there, which it said was on there.
Well, is that double A-R-O-N or is it E-R-I-N?
It's the same one that it said was on there.
All right.
Maybe I didn't fucking capitalize it or something. I don't know.
That should not make any difference whatsoever.
It shouldn't.
All right, in case you guys don't know, it's Friday still. It's 11th of July. And
the 11th of July.
I'm out at the Oregon Country Fair right now. In two places at once. You could be listening to me, and you could come visit me out there in Bonita. It's my 11th year, the 45th annual Oregon Country Fair. Come on out. There's probably 80,000 people out here right now. Depending on when you're listening to this. Still coughing up chunks of shit since I stopped smoking cigarettes. Still haven't smoked any. I took a drag or two off one cigarette and it tasted gross. So I'm not going to be doing that.
That's good, though, that you did it and then it's gross, because then it's gross.
Yeah, at least I didn't go, man, that was good. I wish I could have another drag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need to do that. So that's okay with me, if that's okay with you.
I don't know if this site's working right for me.
I don't
you
think
might
it
try
is.
It. You
I
might
don't,
try it on
I don't
Share
even
Coke.
Like Coke. I like fucking
you
Pepsi.
Try it, though, and see if your name's on there or my name. ShareCoke.com. ShareCoke.com. We just wrote a jingle.
Yeah, now we're getting so serious.
Yep.
Dot.
All right, now we're going to type the name again.
Okay, spread virtual happiness with Share a Virtual Coke.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what do? Find your name. See which names are on Coca-Cola bottles in stores throughout the country without having to take a road trip. Of course you can, if you still want to. Terry. Looks like your name isn't in stores. On the upside, you must have a really unique name. How about my partner over here? Dustin. Searching, searching. I don't believe. You're in luck. You can find this bottle in stores or select to share this as a virtual bottle, Dustin.
Me?
Yes, Dustin.
What? And your name's not on there?
Yep.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit. What about Dana?
Alejandro is.
Who the fuck? And not Terry?
Yep, Alejandro.
What the fuck?
Alejandro.
I know more Terry's.
And Alejandra.
So Terry and Dana, no.
But Alejandro and Alejandra.
Dustin and Alejandro. Let's see, who else do you know with semi
Adam.
Cool names?
Alex.
What about Lance? Lance's name is not in stores. What about Pat? You're in luck. What about Alan with an A?
All right.
A-L-A-N.
What about Gigi?
How about Alan with two L's and an E? Nope.
What about
Gigi? How about G-I-G-I?
G.I. Joe. What about Joe? Is Joe on there?
Dude, that's an average name. If it wasn't, I would be surprised. Oh, yeah, Joe.
What about Jimmy with the J-I-M-I?
Looks like your name isn't in stores. On the upside, you must have a really unique name.
Hmm. What about Kevin Spacey?
I don't think they have celebrities.
That'd be funny, though, if they had first
Walken.
And last names.
Yeah. This is a Christopher Walken bottle of Coke. If you drink it too fast, you may get an ice cream headache from... Wait. Ice cream? All right, that's enough fucking share a Coke bullshit. Okay.
I'm going to look up and see if Dio has one.
Ronnie?
Looks like your name is in stores. Dio.
No way.
They don't have Dio on a Coke bottle.
Well, of course, if they don't got Terry...
I'm
going to
put my name
Dio.
Is Coca.
Coca?
Yep, Coca. Nope, my name's not on a bottle.
Coca-Cola? Dude, it's your cola. How could it not be on there?
I know. What about the name Mug? Is Mug on there?
No, it's on the bottle.
What about Victor?
What about him?
Nope, it looks like Victor's out of luck.
I'm going to go to Florida to find my bottle of Coke.
What about Florida? Looks like you're out of luck.
There's no Florida bottles?
Nope.
What about Panama?
Panama. Yeah.
Crazy Floridians in Panama City, Florida. A father was arrested and charged with intent to distribute after he allegedly attempted to sell marijuana to uniformed police officers in Panama City.
Hmm.
He approached the Panama City officers with his two-month-old toddler in tow and asked if they wanted to buy some bud from him for $25.
Hmm.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Why do you sell weed to officers that are got, what they say, uniformed officers?
You know the funny thing about Panama City? It's not really in Panama. It's in...
Florida!
No, it's in Missouri.
Huh?
Yeah.
Missouri City?
No, it's Panama City, Missouri.
No, it's Panama City, Florida.
Just like Kansas City isn't in Kansas. It's
in
Missouri.
Okay.
So it's Panama City.
It's Georgia City, Florida.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, I got it. The officers were wearing their uniforms, but they were in an unmarked car.
Unmarked car.
That's kind of like in The Wire.
Unmarked car.
Where the dude rolled up and they tried to sell him drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you see I have a uniform?
Yeah.
Oh,
that yeah. kid was dumb.
But the 28-year-old parked his stroller next to a vehicle.
Park my stroller.
He had weed in there with the kid.
With my weed in there.
He was taken to jail.
Taken to jail.
That's how crazy Floridians roll.
That's how crazy Floridians roll.
And here's another one from Escambia County, Florida.
Escambia.
Florida man was charged with aggravated battery after he allegedly shot his son while the younger man attempted to make a very slow getaway on a riding lawnmower. Marshall Harmon, 71, was taken into custody right after he shot his 32-year-old son in the neck. The two had apparently gotten an argument. So the son jumped on the riding lawnmower and started to drive away. But the elder Harmon followed him in his pickup truck and gave chase. This is a fucking exciting story. When Harmon was able to pull his truck to the side, up beside the mower, he allegedly fired two shots in his son's direction. One of the shots hit his son in the neck. and he was taken to the hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. It didn't appear immediately that Harmon intended to shoot his son, but he may have instead accidentally hit him. He said, "I was just trying to scare the boy." Get that lawnmower back to the fucking house, you fucking punk.
Didn't that happen in that movie?
I think they were reenacting a movie.
The Wild West of West Virginia.
What are you talking
the white,
about?
The white family from West Virginia or whatever, remember? And Kid Rock the Three was in there. Kid Rock the Three was in there.
No, who are you talking about?
It was on Netflix. The wonderful and weird whites of West Virginia. You never watched that? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
It's working out.
What?
Don't start saying hello again.
It reminds me, I watched Derek episode one again yesterday.
I tried.
I know it was kind of funny. Okay. When he's like, well, oh, I can't remember that one guy's name. He just kept saying it over and over again, like, hello? Roger, 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 Roger.
Larry!
Roger, Roger. And the guy's trying to drive a bus and he's right behind him. And then finally when he's like, what? And he's like, who do you think would win, a suicide bomber or a shark?
Depends on if the shark had a knife or not. Hey, Larry. Oh, hey, Larry. Want to see a picture of my pet shark? Holy Escondido.
I forgot what I was going to look up.
I don't know. You were looking up something about Coke, and I got tired of it, so I went to Florida.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a while ago.
Not an hour, a while ago. So last Friday was 4th of July.
Yeah.
And we talked about Wednesday how we didn't light any fireworks ourselves.
Nope, but my cat did.
What?
No, I don't even know.
Toons is the driving cat?
Yep, Toons is the firework lighting cat.
Well, check this out. Up in Portland area, fireworks are being blamed for at least two fires that destroyed two homes in the metro area.
Sherlock, and who is the other Holmes?
Elementary, my dear Watson Holmes. But the firefighters in Gresham and Portland were called out to a home, Southeast Alder, late Friday night, and that burnt down. Someone said, I couldn't believe that while a fire caused by illegal fireworks, I lost my place.
Illegal fireworks.
There's something wrong with our... Can you hear it? It's fucked up.
Huh?
It's got a...
What?
It's like overmodulated and weird sounding. It might not be on the recording,
oh,
but...
Oh, okay.
Might not be on the recording, but it just doesn't sound quality like
Grandma.
It was before. No, less than 100 feet away from this burning house, people were still launching illegal fireworks. Can you believe that?
Wow, yeah.
People don't care.
People don't care about the fireworks.
More than 100 citations were issued for illegal fireworks in Portland.
I believe it.
And you can get up to a $500 ticket for that stuff. So next year...
Especially in Portland because it's right on the border with Washington.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a quick jaunt over there if you got jaundice.
And that's why I don't like fireworks anymore.
A jaundical jaunt.
A couple years ago, I let off some illegal fireworks, and after I lit them off, the people across the street said, "Why don't you grow up?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the last time I checked, you had to be 21 to buy these fucking things. So shut up. Mm-hmm. I'm grown.
That's funny.
That's a true story, but also a joke that I tell sometimes mm-hmm. around this time of year, which I might tell that next week at my next comedy show. I think I'm doing a fundraiser for the Narcotics Anonymous.
Why do you want to Dre's fun?
Because Dre's a fun. Dre's a fun dude to hang out with, so I'm a fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
It's anonymous comedy. I think it's going to be happening on the 26th of July. But details are to be hammered out. I think it's going to be me, Mike McGowan, Mac Chase, and Melody Dodd.
I would like to do an anonymous comedy night. You perform behind a wall with a voice modulator. And there's like three or four comics behind there at a time.
Yeah,
and they
would
all,
be awesome.
They all trade off jokes. And so you don't know
material.
Which one is which.
Word to your mother. Do you remember when people used to say that to you?
Word to your mother. Good
I
mom.
Would just say sentence to your father.
Mm-hmm.
You'd know it was me, though, because everybody knows my material. Because I'm so famous. I'm a dog dick lipstick guy. That's my fucking catchphrase. Hey, it's dog dick lipstick. That's hard to say. Not everybody can say it. Hey, mm-hmm. look, it's dog dick lipstick guy.
Yep.
Hey, honey, look, it's dog dick lipstick. I can't put on lipstick the same anymore. Mm-hmm. I wear less, and my husband thinks I look sexier now with less lipstick. I said, I told you.
Yep.
If you ever feel like you need more lipstick, just suck a dog's dick.
Not a huge fan of lipstick.
Me neither. That's why I try to tell ladies that it looks like a dog's dick, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't be rubbing that thing on your yep. fucking lips.
Yep.
You ever shit in a bank?
No. Have you?
No, I thought about it before.
I shat on a riverbank.
Oh, I've shit in a riverbank, but it was full of water.
Mm-hmm.
I did the swim poop.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I've been so pissed at banks before, and the bank in my town recently closed, so we don't have a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Cinderella. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
So now I got to drive out of town to go to the bank, but they used to charge outrageous fees, $39 overdraft fees for a $2 charge, mm-hmm. where I have felt like shit.
Now, see, that's all right.
What? It's all right?
What I hate is when you got like, a $2 charge on Wednesday and a $600 charge on Thursday. And then Thursday you're in out of money, so they hold the $2 check until later. So you're here with two overdrafts instead of one.
And it's days like those when you feel like just going into the bank and shitting all over.
Dude, I know you wanted to get one of those shit misters that like, missed shit all over everybody.
This guy here didn't need one.
He didn't need his shit on him.
I'm surprised. The place is called Andover, England. It should be Bendover.
England and Andover, England.
They had to temporarily close the bank after a man strolled in wearing shorts and flip-flops, and he just deposited multiple poops on the floor.
Flip-flops. Favorite Eagles song.
Dude, you don't want to fucking poop on the floor with flip-flops on.
Flip-flops.
Unless you know that you've got, like, really solid poop.
Yeah, that is true.
He didn't say anything at all, but you could tell from his face that he was really mad, mm-hmm. they said.
Yeah.
They weren't paying attention, and then all of a sudden...
It's hard to do a freestanding poop anyway. Like, you just bend at the knees and not be shitting on your feet anyway, right?
Right. They didn't even notice until they smelled it, and then they started looking, and he was just walking calmly around the bank, going to multiple areas and pooping. He pooped on the stairs.
What?
Yep. So he must have been saving it for quite some time to, like, and you'd think you'd have to have some diarrhea.
You
got
to train, dude. You got to train to be able to control your poops like that. Could you do that?
No.
Let's say you had 10 toilets in a row, and you had to drop
a little bit
in every one.
That's a good contest.
Like one of those Monte Carlos, like a bowling Monte Carlo, you know?
Or like a challenge on Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deposit four turds in these four toilets in the next 20 seconds. Oh, one turd went off the side. Bring one more out. But they said it was quite clear what he was doing. He just had this calm but angry look on his face, and he walked around leaving special deposits on the floor. And then as calmly as he walked in, he left. And the staff didn't know what on earth had just happened. The stench was unreal. The bank closed down while the bank employees had to clean up shit. And it's not their fault.
You know what would be trickier, dude, is to have to drop Duke in 10 ice cream cones in a row without them falling over or missing.
That's tough, dude. It's hard to shit on a stick.
You'd have to rabbit pellet.
You'd have to shit on a stick.
Yep. You'd have to find out the kind of diet where you could rabbit pellet.
It's called Crank. You ever see that movie? But it takes like 45 minutes to squeeze one pellet out. That's the problem. You could just pelt them with like shit pellets.
And
like,
if you crack that open, there's a diamond in there.
Eat a toffee, you piece of shit. They were pelted with toffees, but actually they were like little Crank pellets.
Yeah.
Cranky shit pellets.
Do you think DV lives?
DV?
No, just V. Do you think V lives in Orange Is the New Black? Spoiler alert. Oh, what the? I just spoiled it for everyone.
V. Oh, V.
Has
it
been enough time to not spoil Orange Is the New Black?
Some people are definitely not finished, but I thought I was slow, and I finished up slow, and you've already finished twice because you were friendly with a friend and watched it twice. But
on the same screen. I didn't share screens.
But I recently saw some friends that finished it quicker than others, and I know that a person is a binge watcher, Seth Milstein, and he finished it before me. So I think I was a late finisher, and I've been finished for a couple weeks, so I think the spoilers can be spoilt.
Yes. All right.
But yeah, V got the fuck beat out of her.
Yep.
And she might be dead. she might pull a Pennsylvania and just be okay. Mm-hmm. And maybe she'll arise and, I don't know, she's a pretty smart character. I think
she will survive. I thought it was fucking low down, huh?
Well, of course.
She played it fucking cool with Red and then just schlocked her.
I think it's funny how all that stuff was getting snuck in and it smelled like shit, so they thought people were keistering it. But actually, it was coming through the sewer.
With the manure, too. And the manure bags.
The sewer manure.
And then fucking they got the one thing where, you know, they got the. with the one thing where fucking V tried to fucking frame her friend, you know? That was the only person that ever fucking treated Crazy Eyes like she wasn't fucking crazy.
Yeah, but she was just using her.
I know. Now who's she going to play Uno with? You can't play Uno by yourself.
She's fucking crazy. And I've seen some pictures of her not being crazy. Now and she has such a crazy face that even with her regular girly hair and dressed like on red carpet or wherever I saw the picture, she still looks crazy faced. Mm-hmm. She's crazy looking.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can't remember her name right now.
Crazy. Carrie.
No,
Carrie.
Not in real life.
Carrie Eyes.
Carrie
Azy Eyes. That's her name.
K.R. Razy Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
K.R.L.A.Z.I.
K.R.S.1.
K.R.S.L.A.Z.E.E.Y. Lazy
Remember that
eyes.
Guy, K.R.S.1?
Yeah. Knowledge reigns supreme, motherfucker. You think I don't know about the KRS-1? It goes out to my friend Mike McGowan. He loves the KRS-1. Mm-hmm. One stands for something, too. Whoa, that sounded weird.
One
it's knowledge reigns supreme oneness. Over
one.
Niggas everywhere.
Yep.
That's not true.
You know, there's a new theory going around. It's called not.
The Big Bang Theory.
Not theory.
What's that?
It's about,
Scottian?
It's the theory that says when a string is coiled in order to fit in a small space, its end is parallel to other sections and spinning makes it possible for that end to loop around a segment. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but that's not a new theory.
That's the knot theory. They've done studies on it.
It's not new.
It's knot theory.
Okay. I thought you said there was a new theory. I thought you said.
What they found is 50% of strings dropped in a motorized spinning box ended up knotted. Like your headphones, you know, when you string them up and put them in your pocket and then they knotted up to knot.
Or any kind of cords that I nicely fucking roll up and then they still get fucking knotted up.
Mm-hmm. And then you got longer strings, more change up to a point. If your cord is shorter than a foot and a half, it doesn't usually knot up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But if it's beyond 5 feet, only half the time is it knotted.
I got some 50-foot cords that are fucking assholes, man.
And in between the 5 feet and the foot and a half is the thing. But you can avoid it by using stiffer cables or smaller spaces. You could wind them smaller. Wind your 50-foot cables.
I wind them pretty small.
In like a 3-inch to fit into a 3-inch cube.
Dude, you can't do that. That's impossible, man. 3 inches and how
you
many
feet? You just need a 50-foot case.
Yeah, I got a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding.
You just like just push it in there. It's a really thin. It's like an inch by an inch by 50 feet case.
You should invent them because I think you might sell a lot.
Yeah, it'll be made of sand.
How would you hold the greens together?
Elmer's glue.
Okay, this is coming together quickly. I
see. Elmer's glue and sand.
Those are both pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we could buy a lot of them and steal a lot of sand from them.
And then you just make it into rods, and then you drill a 50-foot hole into it.
Oh.
With a drill bit.
Okay. All righty, then.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a ton of sense. I think you better take it back to the drawing board.
All right.
You got a pen?
Nope.
Someone said, what's the cheapest way to make shirts? The guy said, Sharpie.
The cheapest way to make shirts is a thread, a needle, mm-hmm. and fabric.
Even more literal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got to go down to the basics.
I'm fucking sweating over here like a tweaker.
You really only need scissors and a cloth. If you have a decent cloth, you just cut a head hole in it and throw it over, and you got like a poncho as a kind of a shirt.
Well, this guy was a comedian, and I think he was more thinking of how do you make blank shirts into shirts that have my image on them?
Pay someone to put it on there.
Yeah. What's the cheapest way to do that?
Find the cheapest guy to pay.
That's what I said. Just find the cheapest place. If you want cheap, you're going to get cheap, and if you want better, you're going to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
And if you
find
a
guy who has a screen in his garage,
or someone who can draw really good with a Sharpie,
mm-hmm. like, give him shirts.
Get a white Sharpie to draw on a black shirt.
Draw on a shirt and call it original hand numbered limited edition shittin' the bitchin'.
Hope you guys are enjoying this heat because I think as cool as it is or as hot as it is, I'm already tired of it.
It reminds me of my favorite Kiss album.
Shout It Out Loud. Oh wait, that was just a song. My favorite Kiss album. Kiss!
Smashes, thrashes, and hits.
My favorite Kiss album all was Kiss Alive 3, where they did, God gave rock and roll to you.
Rock, rock,
rock and roll to everyone.
That was on a big soundtrack in the 90s, though, wasn't it?
That's a,
it was
that's
like
a cover.
Wayne's World or something.
It was a cover of a bad song by some idiot.
Bad Company.
No, even worse. Even worse than that.
Bad Cup of Tea.
Hey, so if it's Friday, that means more than likely, I took acid the other night.
No. All right.
I can't tell if I had a bad trip or yet not.
You won't, though.
No, no,
just
I don't think I
will. Eat a brownie with it.
Oh, dude, I'm just going to eat some shrubs. We're going to be out in the fucking wilderness. Uh-huh. We're going to eat some fucking shrubs and some bushes and maybe a couple blades of grass.
Are you going to try to find your spiritual animal?
No, I'm going to try to stay as far away from any animals that I see. My spiritual animal is a bear.
Is it?
That's my business. My spiritual animal is a bear, and I'm afraid of bears, so I don't want him to come out. Because if my spiritual animal came out while I was on acid, I would probably try to run for myself.
All right. And then my That'd be weird. Would How off. Would you do that? How would you run from yourself?
You'd have to be on acid to do that. It's like I was running around in circles from myself, and then I caught myself, and then I beat myself up. I mauled myself. Cause
I caught my own tail.
My spirit animal is a male bear, not a female one, a male bear, and he mauled me. I was mauled
watching,
by a male bear.
I was watching a show the other day.
On TV?
On TV, and this is the show, right? Okay.
Wait.
This guy's hanging out, right?
Okay.
And a bear wanders up to him.
No.
Right?
Okay.
Right? And the bear starts mimicking him.
Like,
Yeah, and everything the guy says, the bear kind of roars it. Right?
Okay.
And then...
Well, that's a bear I'd like to hang out with.
Yeah.
If a bear can have a good sense of humor and make fun of you without, like, getting angry and mauling you...
This is the thing, though, right? Like, later on, that guy found... him and his dog found a flyer to a party. And it said it was his party, but it wasn't. He didn't make that flyer.
The bear?
The bear made the flyer.
No way.
And was throwing the party, dude, and he had a mask on, and he was pretending to be that guy, and he was all being nice to the girls and hanging out, and the bear was all partying, and then the guy went there and confronted the bear and pulled his mask off, and then the bear got all sad and ran away and started crying, and then everybody at the party said, "We didn't really think the bear was you. We were just being nice to the bear." And then he had to go and soothe the bear so the bear would come back and be all happy and they hang out and play games and stuff. Him with the bear and the dog.
And what was the name of the show?
Adventure Time.
Oh, Hans loves that show.
I know.
Okay. Now, I had no idea what you were talking about. Hans probably knows that episode.
With Human Finn and Jake the dog.
Finn. Jake and Finn, right? Is Jake on there too?
Yeah, Jake the dog.
Oh, Jake is the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My daughter likes Adventure Time.
Yep, and Human Fin.
Human Fin and Jake the Dog?
Mm-hmm. No, it's Jake the Dog and Human Fin.
I'm sorry. I'm fucking it all up. God damn it. Can I get my shit straight? Or am I
don't watch this bad film very much, but I watched it the other day, and that was... that one stood out.
It stood out?
Mm-hmm. Dude, he was wearing a mask, and he was wearing that same hat that that Finn wears.
Right.
You know what hat I'm talking about? It's like white and goes over his ears, and the bear barely fit on his head.
The
bear had a backpack on like he did. It was pretty funny.
Maybe I should start watching it more.
It was pretty funny. I like that other show more, though.
Which one?
The one with the bird and the badger, or whatever it is.
The bird and the badger?
Mordecai and that other bird, and he's always trying to get with that girl, but he's too shy, and then fucking, I don't know, it's a pretty adult cartoon, really, but it's not like a South Park kind of gross out kind of one. They just deal with adult themes sometimes.
Yeah, but kids might try to enjoy it, but they probably don't really.
Yeah, well, they probably do just because it's funny and cute, and everybody's all fucking...
Even though the fact remains that they really don't understand, mm-hmm. like, 60% of the show.
Yeah.
Because how could they if they're just kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. What's new on Redbox this month?
I don't ever go to Redbox.
Why? I went there one time, and I wanted to watch a movie, and it put out a tampon.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's gross, dude. Was it red?
Yep. It was.
I think
red.
That's why Netflix changed their shit to white.
To get away from the red box?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Because now my icon on my phone for my Netflix app is now white instead of red. And YouTube's is red, too, so I think that they're trying to get away from YouTube and red box and red tube and sex tube and what are their other porn channels they have, which is a lot of them. Holland, you should check out some Asian porn. Do they blur out the genitals? It's awesome.
Now you can rent that one movie on Redbox, Lone Survivor. Have you seen that one?
No, who's in it?
I can't tell.
What? You can't tell me? Or you can't tell?
No, I can't tell. It's fucking blurry as all fucking blurs.
Oh, no. Blurry as all fucking blurs?
With Mark Manchi is in it.
Who? What?
Mark Manchi.
That's not a real person, is it?
Max Michael.
Max Michael?
Mark Mitchell.
Mark Mitchell?
Maxwell Newhouse.
How come you can't read it, bro?
It's taking forever to load because there's like 300,000 pictures on here. But I'm pretty sure his name is Mark and Michael.
Okay.
You know that guy, Mark and Michael?
No, I don't think I do.
He's in that movie Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the movie you said.
Lone Survivor. You've been up too long in the Menetsi.
Backyard babies. Now, now, now.
Oh, his name is Mark Namberger.
Oh, he had a sandwich named after him. It's called a hamburger. Mark Namberger? That can't be right.
It might be. I don't know.
It's still not loading?
Nope.
Okay, fuck blurry. That, dude. We don't want to talk about blurry. Redbox.
Well, I thought you were doing the Hans thing.
Well, I am, but Redbox is stupid. I thought you actually had something smart.
No, I was rolling with Mark Newberger.
Whoa, I fucked it up. What's in Hans's CD player? Can you guess?
Give me a decade.
Shit. I don't know, dude. I don't know when this album came out.
The Dandy Warhols.
No, he's a singular guy. He's known for playing guitar. He was in a band called...
Eric Johnson.
Thin Lizzy for a while.
And
he's not named Les Paul. He's not Les, but...
He's more Paul.
Gary Moore.
More Paul.
Gary Moore. He's got the still got the blues. That's what it told
me. I still got the blues.
And I didn't know really that Gary Moore was I guess he's kind of a bluesy player, but...
He's still got the blues.
Still. And I don't know when that album came out, but whenever it was, he still has the blues. Still got the blues. Mm-hmm.
Backyard babies.
That was the other day. Yeah, and I shouldn't have doubled up, but we'll get another one from him.
Mark and Michael.
Oh, yeah? Mark and Michael Namberger?
Mm-hmm. It's a new movie. I'm pretty sure it's Mark Wahlberg. It just doesn't look like him.
Yeah, he's a good actor, though. That's why he... He's got a new show called The Wahlburgers. It's not that new, but it's a reality show.
Yeah.
I was listening to something not on my turntable this last few weeks. Last few weeks, I've not been listening to records because I don't have a lot of records.
You were listening to The Cars.
I was listening to Clutch. That's in a car. That's weird that you'd say that.
I know, and it begins with C's.
And it's not the same album I was listening to last week. I was listening to The Hive album by Clutch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking those guys. Lots of different influences, rock and blues and metal and rocky rock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And beard.
Is there a band called Break?
Just Break? B-R-A-K-E?
Mm-hmm.
Key. Breaky. I doubt it.
Is there one called Accelerator?
Nope. How about Gas Pedal?
Hmm. What about Odometer?
Speedometer. Shifter.
RPM.
Yeah, this is Michael Stipe and RPM. They're just like REM, but a little faster.
Mm-hmm. Michael Stymie.
He was stymied.
Jack Ryan, have you seen that movie?
No.
It's with Jack Ryan in it.
No.
No, it's a documentary.
I don't believe it.
Wasn't that a movie, the one guy who played Jack Ryan, and now it's someone new playing Jack Ryan? Didn't Harrison Ford play Jack Ryan?
I don't know who Jack Ryan is.
Wasn't he the guy from Air Force One? No, he played the president in that one. Wasn't he the guy in Air Force One?
I didn't see that movie.
Isn't a Tom Clancy thing Jack Ryan or something like that?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
You know, Jack Ryan, that movie with Jack Ryan in it. It's like a documentary.
I don't know, dude. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Jack Ryan, you know.
Mm-hmm, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Dude, I know you know.
Character from a Tom Clancy novel.
Since I don't know what you're talking about, we got a special
Tom
birthday.
Clancy movie.
We got a special birthday today. Mm-hmm. It's a birthday.
Yep.
He's been on the show.
The Hunt for Red October. I knew I was in there. It's been portrayed by Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine.
It's a special, special birthday. We're trying to get this fucking punk back on the show, but he never comes on. His name is Jerry Manute Murphy.
Bowl.
It's Jerry Murphy's birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday, Manute Bowl.
So we're drinking fake Jaeger right now. He stopped by my house with Jaegermeister, and I was here on Thursday. I think he thought it was my birthday because I posted something about... But
yes, we're going to party.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Jerry Murphy. Also, Anthony Lopez's birthday today, who recently made it into the semifinals of the Helium's Portland's Funniest Person Contest, and former Boston and Portland comic, now in L.A., Tyler Bowe.
Tyler Bowe.
Happy birthday, Bowe.
Birthday.
He's got his own Pandora station.
Birthday.
That's what he got for his birthday.
Birthday.
He does weird things on his Facebook and Twitter where he'll say, today in history in 1892, this happened. And then he'll make a joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, check out Tyler Bowe.
All right.
B-O-E-H.
Well, on this day in history, wasn't, but Alec Baldwin was in The Hunt for Red October. He was Jack Ryan.
I knew that, but I didn't know Jack Ryan.
And then Harrison Ford was Jack Ryan in Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger.
Oh, so he's a recurring character, sometimes played by different people.
And of all fears, it was Ben Affleck, and now it's Chris Pine with... Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
This movie career really afflicted me in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Well, really.
Mm. In the novels, Patriot Games occurs before the hunt for Red October, though the order was reversed in the film versions. Additionally, The Sum of All Fears is not part of the Baldwin Ford series, but rather an intended reboot of the franchise, which departs significantly from the chronology of the novels. Takes place in 2002, whereas the novel takes place in 92. Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit is the second reboot of the franchise and departs from all previous films, so it has nothing to do with any of those old films. It's just them rebooting it so they could make the same movie over and over and over and over again.
Are you upset about it?
Yeah, I am.
It could sound like it. Blackberry Kush. That tastes good. Hey, don't forget this weekend, kids.
I already did.
If you're not out of the Oregon Country Fair and you're up in the Portland area, you should go see your favorite metal band, Flotsam and Jetsam. Saturday night, they're going to be at the Tonic Lounge. And then next Wednesday, Helmet and Filter.
I heard they got their old basses back.
They didn't.
Flotsam and Jetsam.
I don't think they did. I think he still plays with his band called Jason. Jason Oldstead. Oldhead. Oldstead.
No, New Kid.
New Kid on the Block.
That's what he should have named his band, New Kid.
Yeah, New Kid. This is my new band called New Kid.
New band.
Hope you're listening, Jason, New Kid.
What if a band called themselves a new band?
It might be a first.
And then after like 5 years, they decided to change their name to Old Band.
You think you could get in trouble for naming your band Cliff Burton?
I don't know. His name might be protected by his estate. Or his by estate.
Or by James Hetfield's estate.
An estate is something online, isn't it?
It's called an e-estate.
You ever watch Shipping Wars?
No.
Somebody on there died.
On the show?
Not on the show.
Holy fucking shit, you scared me.
Roy. He was always riding with his cat.
Is he a good old boy?
No, he's kind of an asshole.
Well, then he probably deserved to die.
Dude, he's taking care of his cat now. And his Facebook page.
Probably his wife. Did
I
he have
don't
a
think
wife?
He had one.
Why not?
He had a kid.
He had a kid.
He was always shipping stuff.
Shipping?
No, he was always picking stuff up. That transfer didn't.
I'm a tripper.
This person has only 4 days to deliver this load of laundry machines. Okay, here's a statue of Willie Mays. Well, I'm going to cut that in half to be able to ship it on the back of my truck. Then I'll just tape it back together when we get it over there.
What is the deal with all the fucking cops beating everybody up? Have you seen all these videos?
Man, yeah, I watched The Shield.
Oh, is that a real thing?
No.
Did they beat up people on there? I saw a recent video of a California Highway Patrol just fucking pummeling this black lady. Just had her down on the ground, just pounding her like a fucking movie fight scene. Caught on tape. And then some other cops that pushed this paraplegic over in his wheelchair because he ran over their foot. Just every day, every day, every day I'm hustling. Every day, every day.
So a guy in a wheelchair runs over your foot, so you push him off a cliff?
Not off a cliff, off a curb.
Same thing, though, right?
No, but he like pushed his neck chin, and this dude's like, paraplegic, and then they arrested him. Or I don't even.
Speaking of neck chin. Did you know headbanging can kill?
No, it can kill your career, too.
Nope, it can kill.
Who
a 50-year-old man suffered a brain injury. He had no history of head trauma, but headbanged at a Motorhead show 4 weeks prior to that. And he suffered from a chronic subdural hematoma, which is a blood clot under the brain membrane. Whoop!
Well, I don't headbang much
anymore.
They
drilled a hole in his skull and he's fine now. But another guy died from a similar thing.
Huh.
Yep.
I'll take that to heart. I've done a lot of headbanging in my day.
Headbanging is actually abrupt flexion extension movements of the head.
I know it. I've done it. I've had sore necks. I just recently did some headbanging a couple months ago, and then the next day I was wondering if it was smart or dumb that I had been doing that at my age.
Did you have, like, did your brain hurt?
No, just my neck muscles were sore. Me and Ron both suffered.
You gotta warm it up, stretch it out.
That's what she said.
Yeah, and then one doctor stated that it was fine, that the risk of injury is very, very low, and heavy metal fans should rock on.
Oh, come on. He's just a neck doctor looking for more patients.
But the study's conclusion said that this study served to support the evidence that Motorhead's reputation as one of the most hardcore rock and roll acts on Earth.
Very true. If you're going to fucking die to headbanging, you should die headbanging to Motorhead.
Yep. You should headbang to Coco Puff.
You know what it's called? It's called Motorhead Banging.
What if he had an album called, where he had a band name called Coco Puff?
I think he'd have a big audience.
And it was just his mole singing. That'd be like something on Family Guy, right?
It's the mole of spades! The mole on face!
Remember when Chris Griffin's pimples were talking to him and made him a bad kid?
Yeah. Sometimes it's to fucking get a whole persona of themselves.
Yep.
They just take over. Well, hey, you guys. We were going to get out of here. It's been an hour, and we hope you guys have enjoyed it. I'm not sure when the websites are coming up, but they'll be up. So go visit them, terrygile.com, tagcastpodcast.com, zappacast.com, and dudeschillin.com. Check them all out. Visit them. And send us money. Send us money.
Please. I would like to offer a tip for people to keep cool in the summer.
We're going to go do it right now.
And you take a bunch of ice cubes, and then you get a towel that's been frozen, and you wrap them up all together, and then you put it in a blender, and then you mix it up, and then you pour that in a glass, and then right before you get done and right around, you know, you drink half of that, and then you shove it up your butt.
He got you guys, didn't he?
Stan Lead. You've been Stan Lead.
Hey, I got one too. It's not the same. Now, if you want to keep cool, go up into your attic and get your air conditioner. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this tonight. You're going to take it down and put it in your window just to where the back end of it's sticking out. And you're going to want to put your window down flush onto the top of the air conditioner. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to want to get a piece of cardboard and then shove it up.
No!
Oh, you thought I was going for the whole thing, didn't you?
Oh, damn.
You just got Stanley twice. Hey, thanks for listening on a Friday, you guys. I really do need to get that air conditioner. I'm sweating like a fucking tweaker. Cranker. Dope smoker. When I say dope smoker, I think of marijuana. How about you?
I think of that album, Dope Smoker.
By the band Dope Smoker. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, by the band Sleep.
Yeah.
When I think of Dope Smoker right now, I think I got sweat pouring down my nose, so I'm going to go outside for a minute. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Cool.
We'll see you on Monday.
Back out.
Metal.